God's Word is life and health to us. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Learn how to take God's Word like medicine and receive your healing. Then join them for a powerful healing prayer at the end of their message.
God's Word's medicine to our flesh. So we take the scriptures about healing.
Healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us. Psalm 91 says, no evil, among other great things, no evil or plague shall come near our tent. Symptom of sickness and disease tries to come on you, say no you don't. Or if there's one on you now, stand against it, command it to go. Get the healing scriptures, put them in your eyes and your ears and your mouth. It's good to do that when you're feeling good. Hallelujah. Stand for healing. Though if the first sign of any symptom or sickness and disease, don't call somebody, don't go to the hospital, don't do this. I mean, go to the hospital, you know, if you're in a desperate situation. But don't let it be your first thought. Don't let medicine be your first thought. Let God's medicine be your first thought. Go to the scripture. Have a list of healing scriptures ready and get on it and say, no, no. After you go through those scriptures, say, no, sickness. No, pneumonia. No, you're not coming on me. No, you're not coming on me. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. See, you've already been bought and paid for. He's already healed you. He bore himself your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. Now get that into your heart, into your eyes, into your ears, down in your heart, and keep it there with the Word of God. We want to pray the prayer of faith for you today for healing. And if you got anything against anybody, forgive. If you have aught against any, because that's important to your healing. Any area in your life, you know, that's not right, well, get it right. You can't stay healed and be doing wrong things. So we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Ken, are you back there? We don't have to do anything except receive what's been done. Jesus himself bore our sickness.
That's good stuff, girl.
Carried our diseases.
Hallelujah.
And by his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
The consequences of toxic words have been proven.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's true because the Word says what it says. These scriptures that Gloria's been reading this morning, I mean, that's all the proof we need. But medical science is finally catching up with the Bible. Mm. Not just in healing and so forth, but it's catching up with the Bible in its entire spectrum. Science thought it was so smart and the Bible was so dumb, they spend billions of dollars to find out what they could have learned with a $25 Bible.
That's right.
Now, medicine to our flesh. What you have heard this morning is medicine.
Yeah.
Your brain is part of your flesh. Why is it? Stop and think this through, because we're going to act on these things, and you need to have this concept. Why is it? Let's just use, Gloria used the illustration of a headache. Let's talk about the headache or whatever kind of pain it is. But you're standing at your medicine cabinet, and there's that bottle. And what's in that bottle will stop this headache in a few minutes. Why is it you don't use the Word of God, which is medicine?
Yeah, medicine to your flesh.
Why is it you don't do that? Because you don't believe it'll stop it as quick as the pill will. Now, what is that? Misguided faith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's misguided faith. Now, the reason... the reason I'm laughing is I'm laughing at myself. The reason it's misguided is because you've developed that faith in what's in that bottle over a period of time. Now, your mama taught you that, and your grandmama taught your mama, and your great-grandmama taught your grandma. I mean, it's come down the line from mama and big mama and right on up the line. And so you're highly developed in that. What are we doing? We're redeveloping, redirecting our faith. Hope is divine expectancy. Hope and faith run together. Hope, faith, and patience run together. Faith, love run together. Faith, hope, and love run together. So begin to develop that and start it right now. This is good medicine. It's medicine to all my flesh. You open up your medicine cabinet and there's a pill for the headache. There's a pill for the arthritis. There's a pill for the blood pressure. There's a pill for the diabetes. There's a pill for the heart. You got row after row of pill, and you got to take this pill to stop the side effects from that pill and then that pill. But this is medicine for all your flesh. Before we do this, the scripture said, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 let me tell you something. You can do that when you're madder than a wet hen. What are you doing? You're laughing by faith. Laugh at the devil. Amen. The scripture says God sits in the heavens and he laughs the devil to derision. Well, we sit with him in heavenly places. I want you to know we laugh with him. Ha, 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 ha. Say pain.
Pain.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
Arthritis.
Arthritis.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Liver disease.
Liver disease.
Ha, ha,
ha. Ha, ha.
Heart disease.
Heart disease.
Ha, 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 ha. Back trouble.
Back trouble.
Ha. Now, can I correct you just a little bit? When I called out certain things, certain of you didn't say anything because you didn't have that. Baby, get over that. You're part of the body. You're speaking to other parts. You're speaking to other people. I mean, you're saying with them and they're saying with you. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Headache. I said headache.
Headache.
Ha, 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 ha. High blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Ha, 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 and the devil come along and say, what are you laughing about? I say, I'm laughing at you. And he'll try to threaten you a little bit. Say, no, 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 let me tell you something.
God laughs at you. I laugh at you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I don't have to get my healing. I got my healing 2,000 years ago. And the devil come along and say, yeah, but your children are on dope. Dope? Ha! What's dope? Dope has to bow its knee. Amen.
Glory to God. That's right. Jesus.
PTSD.
You catching on. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, soldier, police officer, people that have been in traumatic situations. Let me tell you something. That fear starts trying to come on you right before you go to bed. No, you look up the scripture in the book of Proverbs that gives you sleep without fear.
Right.
Lay down in safety. Don't you go to sleep with that fear on you. You get up out of that bed. You begin to walk around that room. Ha, 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 ha. Whoa. Hey. Then you go look up the scripture in the book of Numbers that said when you go armed to war before the Lord, and you drive out his enemies before his face, you come back to the nation free. Blessed.
Amen.
That's the devil trying to put a guilt trip on you. Trying to tell you, well, you just a killer. You just a hard killer for the United States Army. You just a hard killer for the Marine Corps. You just stand up and say, no, bless God, I am not. I'm a soldier in the Army of the Lord. And I come home free. I come home blessed. I come home without charge. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We receive that healing anointing.
Glory. Father, we receive our healings.
Yes, we take it. We take
say
healing.
Say it, I take it.
Lord, I take it.
My healing is here now.
My healing is here now.
I'm healed right now.
I'm healed right now.
I receive it.
I receive it.
It is mine.
It is mine.
This living sacrifice.
This living sacrifice.
We're going to do that. Some of you have not.
Glory to God.
Some of you have not done that.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Well, wait a minute.
I sense glory such an anointing flowing in here right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it is.
Keep receiving. Keep receiving.
Oh, it is.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We receive healing from the top of
our heads
to the soles of our feet. We're healed by your stripes. We
all right, now
healed.
Listen to the word.
Hallelujah.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy.
Holy.
Now, you don't have to go become holy before you present it. That's what he's saying. The holiness is in him. You can't holy yourself. Holiness is an act of grace. Be holy as I am holy. Well, you can't go clean yourself up and then come to God.
That's right.
No, you come to God and the word cleans you up. Washing of the water of the word. Acceptable unto God. So just lift your hands. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In obedience to your command in the word.
In obedience to your command in the word.
I bring you this living sacrifice.
I bring you this living sacrifice.
You sacrificed your body for me.
You sacrificed your body for me.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I am flesh of your flesh.
I am flesh of your flesh.
I am bone of your bone.
I am bone of your bone.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
And now I sacrifice my body to you.
And now I sacrifice my body to you.
I see here that it is in your sight is holy and acceptable.
I see here in your sight that it's holy and acceptable.
I give this instrument to you.
I give this instrument to you.
It is yours to guide.
It is yours to guide.
It is yours to command.
It is yours to command.
You bought it.
You bought it.
You paid for it.
You paid for it.
You own it.
You own it.
You gave it to me.
You gave it to me.
And I'm sowing it back into your hands.
And I'm sowing it back into your
it
hands.
It is my seed for a perfectly well body.
It is my seed for a perfectly well body.
Strong in spirit.
Strong in spirit.
Strong in soul.
Strong in soul.
And strong in body.
Strong in body.
I receive it, sir.
I receive it, sir.
And I give you praise and thanksgiving.
And I give you praise.
Now I receive your healing for this body, my living sacrifice.
Now I receive your healing for this body, my living sacrifice.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is your body. I am privileged to live in this body that you bought and paid for.
We take it.
And I take it. I receive my healing.
Yes, we receive.
It's mine. Glory be to God.
Glory to God. We take
I receive
it.
My forgiveness.
I receive my forgiveness.
I receive my cleansing.
I receive my cleansing.
Of all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain.
Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain.
Take your hand off of God's body.
Take your hand off God's property.
Leave.
Leave.
Now.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Patience does not mean settling for second best or standing by while the devil romps all over you. No, patience is a powerful word. It is to be consistently constant. That is, to be the same every day, regardless of what happens. Patience is one of the most outstanding attributes of God Himself. The Bible says He is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. By the power of the Holy Ghost working within you, you can be the same every day, no matter what happens. If you'll put your trust in the Word and let patience go to work, you won't have to expect anything less than victory again.
For 35 years, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has taught people how to walk in faith every day through the power of God's Word. The BBOV airs in English, German, Russian, Spanish, and Ukrainian, providing more than 885 million people access to the on-air broadcast. Viewers can watch when and where it's most convenient with on-demand access through our website and the dedicated KCM Roku channel. Roku connects you to the BVOV broadcast anytime you need it. Watch archived broadcasts, Healing School, and much more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I hear the scripture in my heart, and Jesus healed them all!
Gloria, this is Jeanette from Canada. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2008. She's been listening, watching, listening to all the Copeland materials. And now she's been given a clear CAT scan, and she came to tell you.
Oh,
and
good.
Tell what the doctor said then.
When the doctor said, I'll dismiss you from the follow-up clinic, he said, I'm dismissing you because you are healed.
Hallelujah.
And I give God all the glory and all the praise
healed.
Because he says, if we hold on to his word, we will come out with a testimony. And I'm here,
Amen.
Free from cancer.
Amen. My God. That's so good.
In 2008, I was diagnosed with cancer of the uterus. I had the surgery. And then I had to go to visit the radiologist because they thought that it had spread. But in the meantime, I've been reading all the healing scriptures. I've been listening to them. In 2009, August, the partnership letter that Brother Kenneth sent out was on Mark 11, 22 to 25. There was instructions inside of this letter that we needed to do. So I did them. And at the end of it, I heard inside, it said, your blood is clean. And I took that and I held on to it. I had to go back to clinic this year. And when I went, he said, you know, I'm discharging you from the follow-up clinic. So I said, why are you doing that? He said, I'm discharging you because you are healed. You know, and that struck me, it had to be from the Lord, because they usually said you're in remission. And he said, you know, if you find anything, come back. I said, I'm not coming back. I'm standing on Nahum 1:9, that this affliction will not afflict my body a second time. So I'm here, and I'm thankful to God, and I'm thankful for the Copelands, because it was through them and the words that I listened to at Believer's Voice of Victory, and the tapes and the CDs, that has got me standing here. And this is to let everyone know that our God is an awesome God, and whatever He says in His Word, He will accomplish it if we believe and trust Him.
Sister Gloria, I have Bobby here. She lives right here in Fort Worth, Texas. And she said she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And as a result of the brain tumor, the outward symptom, she said, was that she had such severe trembling in her hands that she couldn't even write without getting someone else to write for her. And this caused a great disappointment and discouragement, because she is a writer. But she said today in this service, she received healing and she's written a book of her own. She said her handwriting has returned beautifully.
Wow.
But she got one other healing too. She said that brain tumor was affecting her voice and she was going in and out. And I think you might like to hear how strong her voice is now.
Well, praise God. Since I've been here, I have been declaring my healing. But the words of God has just touched me so. My voice is back and strong.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I have sat under some really good word, but I needed this whole meeting as a refresher, as just bringing forth God's word in me, so that I could hear the word, so that I could internalize it again and walk in it. But I'm so glad I came, because I have just, my faith has just been so increased. It's like that word stretch, and God is calling me to stretch, and I know He is. I don't have a brain tumor. I took my healing. I take my healing. I take it and I walk in it. And I believe that because I believe God and believe His word, that I can go forth as an agent, as an instrument of healing for my God. Not just that He's healing me, but I can speak His word into the life of others, and they be healed.
Cancer and brain tumors may be incurable to man, but they are not too big for God to heal. Hallelujah. Both these ladies believed God and trusted Him. They took their healing with their faith. Imagine the lives they can now live, and that where they could not have fulfilled their destiny. Now they're free from sickness and pain. And they know God, they know where they were healed, who healed them. They're giving God the glory. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for that. We're going to receive the offering today. This is offering day on the broadcast. And I'm going to pray over your offering. Just determine right now what you're going to do, and we'll believe you receive your hundredfold return. Or whatever you take. I mean, whatever you take, you can have. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing all of us with financial blessing, that we don't lack for anything. We are healed by your stripes, and we prosper by the word and by your spirit in Jesus' name. I pray over every seed that's planted today in this offering. I command you in Jesus' name to receive your deliverance and healing, to receive as you sow into the ministry, to receive finances into your life and to increase. When you sow anywhere, you need to pray over it. You need to believe you receive increase. You need to be a tither and a sower, because that's where increase comes from. If you missed any of the Healing School broadcast this week, go to kcm.org and watch it, catch it, and take it. Take that to people who need healing that you know. Preach to them yourself if you want to. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, then show them and get the word to them by the internet, on your computer, however you can do it. Jesus is coming soon. Get in a good church where they preach the word of God, and be faithful there and grow there. Ken will be on the broadcast next week. Be sure to join us. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website.
Jesus became obedient to death. He gave himself to it to get us into that place where we receive him as Lord and Savior. Amen. So, there's for no reason Jesus said, "Will I cast him out?"
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.